So usually, since the pin curls...
Yarnita Hernandez twists strands of her mannequin's hair into a cinnamon bun shape.
To start in the middle or to start, you know. So you're going to have to part bangs. Or
she's a junior at Maynard Senior High School, just outside of Austin. Hernandez is one of just over 12,000 high school students who are currently enrolled in cosmetology courses in Texas. Once they graduate, they'll get their license and be able to quickly enter the job market, either foregoing expensive higher education or helping to supplement it.
I just want to be a lawyer, so I feel like a barber would be like a side job.
It's actually this flexibility of the profession that's been making it hard for the Texas Education Agency to quantify the course's success. The TEA is reviewing cosmetology along with many of the Career and Technology Education, or CTE, course categories. They are evaluating if they still meet the requirements to be federally funded by the updated Perkins Grant Program. In order to receive those federal dollars, a course category must be high wage, high demand, and have career pathways that include multiple entry and exit points. The TEA used Texas Workforce Commission data and numbers from a private labor market company to calculate what a high wage means for Texans. The number they came up with is just over $35,000 a year, but the Bureau of Labor Statistics says hairdressers and cosmetologists make less than that, an average of about $28,000 a year in Texas. Still, some say the exact salary range is difficult to nail down. That's because cosmetologists are often able to make their own hours and go into business for themselves. Bridget Sharp is with the Professional Beauty Association.
We just sort of don't want to be held to this standard of you're only making so much a year, because it's not reflective of what people are actually making.
Glenda Calloway is the CTE director at Houston ISD, the largest district in the state. She says another reason why the state's wage stats are so low is because cosmetologists rely on gratuity.
There are a lot of tips that are given to people in the cosmetology profession outside of their salary, and sometimes those don't all get reported in that sense. And so I think it's really hard to capture what the true amount is.
The ability to make money, any money, immediately after graduation is one reason Maria Lopez is in the cosmetology program at Hempstead High School. Her school contracts with Evaluis Academy School of Beauty in Brenham.
Even if you don't want to do this, it's an opportunity to get money to be able to pay for what you want to do.
Lopez says the thought of being in the real world and supporting herself when she graduates has weighed on her since freshman year.
I've always been scared to just graduate school, because I'm like, what am I going to do? I can't just be with my parents my whole life, because they already have to pay for me. They have to pay for my brothers too. Everything, food, housing, electricity, everything.
Private cosmetology school can total up to $20,000. And the cost of getting a degree after high school continues to rise. Plus, some students don't want to sit in a classroom for another 4 years. The Professional Beauty Association's Bridget Sharp says that high school CTE programs like cosmetology provide different career paths for young people.
There are some students who, you know, who after once they graduate from high school, they don't have a ton of options. And it definitely does affect those folks who are on the, you know, lower socioeconomic side of things, both in Texas and then and nationally.
Data from the TEA and Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation shows that of the districts in the state with high schools licensed to teach cosmetology, close to half have student populations, which are 70% or more economically disadvantaged. Maynard ISD is one of those districts. The TEA says 74% of students there are economically disadvantaged, which means that they qualify for free or reduced price lunch. About 60 students are enrolled in the cosmetology program at Maynard Senior High. The school's new cosmetology facility still smells of construction. So when Maynard CTE Director Jill Renucci spoke with the TEA, it left her worried.
Okay, so I was told that actually the course would be retired.
But that's different from the message in a TEA statement emailed to the Standard. It says in part, TEA's determination regarding whether certain programs meet federal standards does not mean the program cannot be offered. The decision to remove a course rests with the State Board of Education, not the TEA. So what does the State Board say? Georgina Perez is the board representative for District 1. She posted on her website that the board, quote, has made no plans to either delete cosmetology or take those classes out of the CTE chapter, end quote. The TEA says, for this school year, eligible districts received a total of more than $105 million in Perkins grant funding. To determine whether these programs will remain eligible, the TEA has set up several advisory committees made up of professionals, industry people, and teachers. These committees' recommendations will be sent to public comment in November. Then, the proposals will either go back to the advisory committee for revision in December or straight to TEA Commissioner Mike Morath's desk for approval. CTE Director of Houston ISD, Glenda Calloway, is among the many people who will be watching what happens next to cosmetology programs very closely.
I just really hope that the message gets out there that of how important this program is to students who are involved in it. It's the reason they come to school. Now I'm going to get emotional about that. It's important to them.
I'm Kristen Cabrera for the Texas Standard.